Hi, it's Janine here, host of the Olive Magazine podcast. I just wanted to let you guys know about our brilliant sponsor, Pink Lady Apples, the perfect healthy on-the-go snack. And in our newest episode, we've brought you an exclusive chat with the people behind the Pink Lady Food Photographer of the Year Awards. We love Pink Lady Apples at Olive because you know you're getting only the best. Each Pink Lady Apple is specially hand-picked and selected, guaranteeing a delicious, satisfying snack every time. For recipes and more, head online to pinkladyapples.co.uk.
In the summer of 1862, a group of artists retreat to a beautiful country house. A gunshot rings out, a woman is killed, another disappears, and the truth becomes a long-buried secret. Until now. From the best-selling author of The House at Riverton, Kate Morton, comes her mesmerizing new novel, The Clockmaker's Daughter. Sometimes the only way forward is through the past. The Clockmaker's Daughter. Read it now.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. The Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hot dang! It's Jessica Dang.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. Hava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good. Jamie, she has no last namey.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Hit a homer with Jeffrey Bomer. Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Lulu Simon, Sue Sue Studio.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
We love you guys. Hello, welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Olde Bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam. I'm also on the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast, which comes back for the new season of The Bachelorette Recap starting next month. And here I am with my gorgeous friend and co-host, Mr. Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island on YouTube. Go subscribe to that and watch them all. Really good, funny cartoons. Okay? Hi, Ben.
Thanks, Ronnie. Thank you. Hi. How's it going?
Good. It's Summer House Day. There's never a bad Summer House Day.
Never. There's never a bad day to have Summer House, especially since it's so good this season. And honestly, I thought it was better than Vanderpump Rules this week for the second week in a row.
Yep. And if you guys love Summer House as much as we do, well, you're welcome. There are two new Summer House shirts available at crappensmerch.com. We have Straightening the Rosé and Rosé All Day. Okay, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Rosé All Day. You can go get those shirts for the next month or so over at crappensmerch.com. We are also still touring America. We're going to be in Irvine, which is Orange County, so get your butts down there. We're going to be there in May, and we're going to be recording the recapping the first episode of the new season of Southern Charm. And then after that, we are going to Pittsburgh, Milwaukee, Minneapolis, Nashville, and Baltimore. So go get your tickets.
And Cleveland.
And Cleveland, yeah. So go get your tickets at watchwhatcrappens.com for those.
Yeah. So for today, we're talking Summer House. And one thing that Ronnie and I were discussing last night, I realized I still have my notes from 2 weeks ago. And I was like looking at them and looking at my old Summer House notes out of context was hilarious. I was just looking through it. And if you just like pick random lines of notes, it's just like hilarious. So for instance, like I'll just pick a random one. Lindsay, she's not normally as put together.
Wait, what episode was this? 306, it's, right?
I don't remember, but it was from like 2 weeks ago.
Okay, Summer House 306. Okay,
Lindsay at Julon eating with Naomi about serving food in the Hamptons. I think we can definitely pull it off. That's what I wrote.
I wrote Carl, Summer Frida. Jordan, how does that feel?
11:30 a.m. Kitchen, where's Danielle? Carl, Hannah, your nipples are hard.
What makes a woman feminine?
Kyle looks like he has a Snapchat filter on.
Mm. Sometimes relationships fall on the sword.
Carl pulling Paige aside. You going out tonight to hang out with Lindsay? What'd you guys talk about, Carl?
And I think a line that's probably in every single one. Kyle, I'm hungry and horny. And then right after that, Carl dances with fat dude.
Paige says she likes pancakes. Let's get pancakes.
Man, babe, it's happening.
My dad is coming to pick me up. Savage.
I want to go like here, Albany pussy.
I'll tell them what they want to hear, but I made out with three girls.
Carl, I need to get fired all the time. And then I wrote, you do.
St. Bart's party is the biggest night in the Hamptons. Morning.
Jordan, did you make out with three chicks? I did. Silence.
I see a lot of myself in you. I was a tomboy. I didn't shave my legs. I was an ROTC.
You're just going to fart in the bed and walk away.
No offense, Taylor Swift isn't that good.
Carl says something, but I don't care.
I'd like you to punish me over dinner.
Put your weight on me. Oh my Dancing. God, this show.
Yeah, so
this really works. A classic.
It really works. It actually makes more sense when you read all these things out of context.
It makes about as much sense as the show. I was taking notes last night. Like, why is this show? It's like taking notes on War and Peace. Like, you have to pause it every 5 seconds to figure, because it cuts back and forth so fast, you know?
Yeah, it's so dense. It's more dense than Below Deck, because Below Deck is a dense show where they jump all around and there's like a million things happening all at once. And this, but the difference is that it's like a million things happening on Below Deck all at once, but you become like really invested and it, like, you're into it. You're like, why isn't someone wiping down that railing right now? Someone's a slacker. Someone should be fired. And this one, it's like, oh, look, someone walked into the living room.
Yeah,
look,
at least
there's someone in the kitchen.
At least three times an episode, I write, why am I writing this?
But I'm so into it. I'm so into it. And I also, funny that, like, speaking of Below Deck, I was watching it and I kind of was thinking to myself, is Paige what Kate was like when she was, you know, a young 20-something? Because I kind of feel like I can see Paige growing up to be Kate. Like, once Paige just deals with enough douchebags, she's just going to become Kate.
No, I think that you have to be kind of raised the same way. Because, like, Kate can only be Kate after slinging fucking food and being someone's, like, being rich people's mates. Like, there's a certain kind of bitterness and hatred towards the world that can only come from the service industry. Mm-hmm. And Paige gets her parents paid. Her parents pay her rent, you know what I mean? So, like, there's not ever going to be that real understanding of how terrible humanity is until you deal with it on a service level.
Do you think that Kate and Paige would get along in person? Or, like, are they, like, too, like, I can see them getting along really well, but I could also see it the other way around, where they'd be like, I don't know what's wrong with her. She has, like, such an attitude. And then Kate being like, she thinks she, like, knows it all, and she, like, really doesn't know it all. I do.
Yeah, I think Kate would kill her. I think Kate would strangle her.
Okay. Okay. I'd be open to seeing it happen.
She'd want to strangle her at first, but then, like everybody, she'd, like, end up liking her by the end.
That's true, too. See, I can imagine Hannah and Paige not getting along well, but I feel like Paige and Kate would get along well.
Well, no one on this show works that hard, so I say, get off the boat.
Yeah. Well, I hope everyone really enjoyed my theoretical Kate Below Deck Summer House crossover fanfic.
The fanfic. Just watching Paige, like, clean salt off of windows. I mean, I would be there for that.
Well, here's the thing. Like, Paige would be a really good, like, third stew. Because I think that she would, like, make the beds perfectly well. And then she would essentially, like, make fun of all the guests. I think that, like, a Kate, Josiah, Paige interior would kind of be amazing.
Please
stop this, Ben. I don't want to talk
about
this.
I'm out of this. I'm out of this Below Deck thing.
Please stop.
I'm out of it.
Agenda.
Okay.
This Below Deck crossover agenda.
I'm not taking
stop.
It anymore, okay? We have enough Below Deck. I just got my vacation for the last Below Deck, and the next Below Deck's coming up, okay? Let me have my Below Deck vacation.
Below Deck is the vacation, okay, in my mind.
Okay, so here we start on July 28th, Christmas in July.
Sponsored by Vanderpump Rosé.
Lisa Vanderpump is petting a cute little doggy in the window.
Advent calendar. Every day you open up another door, and behind it is Sheena. So, it's Christmas in July, and Jordan is, like, having a great time. He's like, I just want to wish me a happy birthday.
Oh, God.
And there's, like, no one around him. Did you notice that? I was like, yes. Poor Jordan.
He's just taking shots by himself in the middle of that bubble bath in the pool, which, again, fuck you guys. Someone has to clean that. You know they're going to have to drain the pool now.
It's better than that tea party that they had last year, okay?
That is true. They're learning. They're learning slowly, but they're learning.
There are twinks dancing in the living room, so you can tell this party is really next level if the twinks are dancing.
I know. We finally get some twinks for Steven, and he's not even here to enjoy it.
See, that's rude. That's passive-aggressive on behalf of the production company. They're like, we're going to fire Steven, and then we're going to bring in twinks. That's not fair to Steven.
Yeah, it's not fair, you guys.
That's not nice.
We get different cuts of everybody partying at their Christmas party, and then we're back with Carl and Lindsay having a private talk where Lindsay's like, if you're going to be with this girl, you need to, like, figure it out, Carl. Like, figure it out, girl. And he's like, the Paige thing, like, I'm, like, so over it. No offense, but, like, I'm the best thing she's ever going to find again. So,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, she could try to put her weight on other people, but, like, when she puts her weight on me, she's going to realize I'm the best she's ever had.
Then here's my suggestion. Put it on ice. Put it on ice. And then,
just like what I do with Evra, I put it on ice. Evra on the rocks. Get it? Evra.
And then the other girl, Paige and Hannah are still listening at the door. They're like, oh my God, she said put it on ice. And Carl's like, Carl tells us, he's like, I've been vulnerable and I've been nice. So, no.
I've played it cool and I've legitimately embarrassed myself. I'm like, is this before you were trying to court Paige? Because it all applies.
So then Paige and Hannah are like, oh my God, let's go to the room and talk about it. And so Amanda comes with them. And Paige is like, that girl, Lindsay, said to ice her, which means me. That's not nice. And Amanda's like, yeah, she was like, Kyle, if you're not into it, Kyle, fine.
Like, she didn't even suggest that Carl make guacamole for you, which is obviously step one.
Paige is like, whatever, we made it out in the pantry. That doesn't work, okay?
Like, you know what? Like, he's acting like he's put all this work into it, and like he's only flirted with me. Like, put some effort into it, okay? I've got a busy life. I need to hear from you, okay?
Yeah, and have a look. You're young and single. You don't owe him anything, all right? Ace it, right?
Tennis. Yeah. It looks like in your relationship, you've both scored zero, which in tennis is ironically love.
love. Two loves don't make a right. Tennis! So then cut back to Carl and Lindsay, and Carl's like, basically, Lindsay, like, you're my sister. And she's like, of course, your sister Rito! He's like, but like...
Sister Rito.
He's like, but I want to have sex with you. She's like,
So then Jordan is like, I feel great about being 30. I'm killing it at my career. I can get any girl that I want. It can only get better from here. Also, I can't get any girl I want.
Also, I just spent the morning masturbating to church in bed alone. So,
also, tonight, I'm probably going to go to bed with a zebra in my bed.
At least I can get something hard.
Yeah. So then we see Lindsay. She's just dancing in the foam like she's doing DDR, like Dance Dance Revolution. Did you notice this? She's like, single Lindsay, dancing in the foam. Bounce, 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 bounce.
Yeah, she does that thing with Danielle where they're like, oh my God, we're having so much fun. Where they're like, we're dancing in the living room. Now we're dancing in the bedroom.
Yeah, I feel like they're really trying to push a dance agenda on us. And I'm not believing it. You're not going to convince me you're having that much fun. The more you dance, the less fun I believe you're having.
Especially when you're doing like Charlie Brown dancing and just like lifting your arms up and like shaking your head around.
It's like it was like a Fisher Price thing trying to dance.
Yeah. So Danielle is like trying to get in on both the English guys at this point. she's really working that D. And
yeah.
So Hannah, Oh, yeah. Hannah tells us. She's like, Lindsay told me to just come to her when I'm mad. So, like, now I'm going to do that because I've heard things. So I'm going to come directly to her. And now it's her job to show me she won't be a raging bitch.
Yeah. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah,
obviously,
that.
Not well. So Hannah, like, pulls Lindsay aside and is like, there's a miscommunication going on throughout the house where people overheard you and think that you're, like, talking about Paige to Carl and everything and saying that Carl should ice Paige out. And Lindsay's like, I'm being Carl's friend and I'm talking to Carl because I've known him for years.
He's, like, literally been my friend for, like, literally years. And I don't have this. I don't want this, Hannah. I don't have this, okay? Squash it, Hannah.
She gets
I
so
don't
pissed.
Have time for people going around this fucking house again. Okay, I don't have time. Okay, I got Julan. I got Evra. I got foam. I have to do a dance in. I don't have time for this, Hannah.
We're not in high school handling like an adult, or I'm not having lunch with you.
There's, like, a really big age difference going on here and a maturity situation, and I'm sorry, but I cannot be mature right now.
Yeah, so Lindsay goes to Carl. She's like, Carl, squash it, Carl! And she grabs him, and then Hannah runs up the stairs to tell the girls. So she's on the upstairs couch with the girls, and they're all wasted.
And, so, and like, by the way, we should say that Lindsay's like, if you have a problem, handle it like an adult, and then cut your bank. Carl, you, come over here.
So the girls are drunk on the couch upstairs, and Hannah's like, I asked her if she was talking shit, and she said no. And then Paige goes, okay. And Amanda's like, yeah, she was just saying ice out Paige, Carl. So then Carl and Lindsay are talking. She's like, they're saying I'm talking shit. And then Carl just stumbles up and he's like, hey, I'm just here for the moral support and I'm a Christmas tree right now.
And Lindsay keeps on, like, pushing two sort of messages. She's like, I have no time for this. Like, I have no time for this, okay? They're young. I have no time, and they're young. They're young and have time. I'm old. No time for this. I'm like, you're at a summer house. You have literally all the time. You are spending a weekend in luxury.
Yeah, this is not how I got the taco contract. You need to tell you that right now.
When I had the taco contract, I didn't have a lot of time, okay? No time. Going straight for the rosé. And by rosé, I'm going upstairs because I heard there's a committee, okay?
Yeah. I mean, they don't tell her to her face!
So she leaves, and Carl and Kyle are like, geez. And Carl goes, look, like, Paige just doesn't like me. Like, she's, like, 25. I'm, like, some old dude. And that's fine. Like, I haven't had sex in 3 months, though, bro. And Carl's like, no! I haven't had sex longer than 3 minutes in 3 months. Does that count?
So now the girls are upstairs just, like, talking about the whole conversation, you know, and Lindsay walks up there and she's like, Paige, I want you to know right now, I don't talk shit unless your name is reporter Christina Gibson reporting live from the committee upstairs.
And Paige is like, okay, you're coming in really aggressively. What are we having? A fucking committee here? What is this? A committee? Like, what is this? A committee? Like, this is a committee. And,
is this,
like,
a committee?
It's
like a committee. Like, you know what? I'm giving advice to a friend, and you guys have, like, a committee. Like, it's a full-on, like, committee.
She's so mad. And she just says committee a million times. And Amanda's like, don't say you're not talking shit when you're like, fuck her, put her on ice, sleep with the fishes, you hate guacamole. And Lindsay's like, that is me giving advice to my friend.
And what? I don't need to have a committee about it. Let's go.
What is this, the guacamole committee? I don't think so. I'm going straight for the rosé because I'm not on the rosé committee, apparently. Sorry, not sorry. Don't have time. You're young, committee.
I would really appreciate it if you don't say, let's go to me. Okay, I'm coming.
So Paige goes off with
the committee had a meeting, and we've decided that Let's Go has been banned from the summer house.
Yeah, except for the song, which we love.
Let's go.
So Danielle goes up to Kyle and Carl. She's like,
Guys, apparently everyone's like yelling at each other right now because apparently Paige apparently overheard something. Apparently Carl said about me getting D on Christmas because I'm here for the D. Here for the D.
Yeah, the D committee is actually meeting upstairs. Oh. Didn't get the memo on that one.
So then, Amanda's listening to Lindsay tell off Paige at the door. And Jordan's like, I thought this was about celebrating my birthday.
And all the girls I can clearly get that no one's going to see. So Lindsay's scolding Paige. She's like, everyone needs to grow up, including Carl. This is how adult relationships work. If you have a problem with someone, you confront that person directly. You don't talk to the entire house. That's very middle school. I'm like, okay, Lindsay, clean up.
And she's like yelling. She's having a fucking cow, which is hilarious. And Paige is like, one time Carl told me Lindsay threatened to kill him and he believed her. And at the time I just laughed, but like, now I'm worried.
I guess you could chalk that up to youthful innocence, right? Because I'm so much younger than her. Look at her. Old hag.
She's like, look, Lindsay, I'm just mad that Carl is trying to make it seem like I'm leading him on, okay? I'm not leading him on. She goes, then why am I taking shit for this? Come in here.
I guess you guys all had a vote on the committee to not go straight to the Rosé or straight to the Lindsay with an issue.
So then Amanda is talking to Kyle, and she's like, look, Kyle, I'm talking to this Santa Claus stuffed animal, and we heard it like he's drinking a beer. And Kyle's like, this is a perfect snapshot of why I love Amanda. It's like, yeah. Because she'll get wasted with you.
Yeah. He goes, this is what I love about Amanda. She doesn't take life too seriously. And it's like, have you seen the season? Kyle.
If you ever do that again, Kyle, I'm an independent woman, Kyle. I can find it anywhere, Kyle.
You need to take a nap, Kyle. Kyle, why don't you have a nap? Kyle.
So then we cut back to Paige and Lindsay, and Paige is like, I get it. You're friends. I'm just annoyed that Carl comes to you and says he put like 6 weeks into this like dating me relationship, and like we had one date, okay? So like I feel like you saying ice her, that's mean to me. And Lindsay's like, but I was just responding to what he's telling me, and I know I'm like heated right now, but like, guess what I don't like? Committees.
It's like a yearbook committee, which is offensive because I don't understand what years are or how to read books, okay?
Well, I was on the yearbook committee, so.
And we definitely would not have put your photo in it. You know that Paige had so much joy in, like, not featuring her enemies on the yearbook committee. You know she just, like, quietly sat there and watched someone, like, they get the yearbook and they leaf through, like, optimistically waiting for their photo and, like, oh, it's just... I'm only in the class photo. Okay.
Yeah. It's just like a little gray face, like when you don't upload your picture to Facebook.
File not found. It's like a broken JPEG thing.
Yeah.
So Hannah and her British guy, Dave, are making out in the inflatable swan. And Amanda decides to tell us that she and Kyle have just been great lately. They're just great. In case you didn't get the update from 5 minutes ago, they're great.
Yeah, everything's great. I think we've like totally moved forward. Everything is fine. We're happy.
Everything is awesome. So then now the party's winding down. So we get a new Trixie song. We own the night. We own the night. We own the night. We own the night.
So Kyle's peeing and everyone's getting ready to go out for the night. And Jordan comes into the bathroom and he's like, hey, what's up? And then he looks at his dick, and Carl's like,
Yeah. Jordan's like, how do you actually pee in that thing? Because Kyle's still dressed like a Christmas tree, but he's like literally standing there a beat too long and looking down a beat too long. Like, we've seen this gay porn before, and Kyle is picking
what
up on it.
What porn are you watching? Christmas tree costume porn?
Oh, yeah. It's a very popular genre. Christmas tree cosplay porn? Yeah. Huge.
Hot.
Yeah.
Jordan. I mean, I just don't really even know what to say about this, except that I would have looked at Kyle's dick, but I am gay, so I'm not really sure what to say about it.
I don't understand. I think Jordan's just trying really hard to fit it, and he thought he was going to be, like, hilarious at that moment.
Yeah. So then Hannah and Danielle are playing British Chicken, which is like, pardon me, pardon me, pardon me, pardon me.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was in your lane. Apologies.
We drive on the other side of the street here, dear. Oh, pardon me.
The first one to say Basil loses. Basil. Oh, we both said it at the same time, didn't we?
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Hold on to your dragons. The final season of Game of Thrones is on Now TV. Catch every heart-stopping moment in the epic fight for the throne, streaming weekly. And if you want even more, we've got over 300 box sets for you to explore. Take a trip to a dark future with The Handmaid's Tale, or catch up with the award-winning Big Little Lies. To start your 7-day free trial, search Now TV. 18 plus new entertainment customers only. Pass renews at $7.99 per month unless cancelled.
Yes, it's me, Jamie Lang from Made in Chelsea, and you have stumbled across the Made in Chelsea podcast. Now, I know I'm a pretty charming guy, all right? And people come up to me and go, hey, Jamie, how do you do it? And I tell them, be enthusiastic about meeting people. And most importantly, always be ready to smile. So make sure yours are looking the best with Sensodyne. It's...
So then Paige pulls aside Carl. And in the meantime, Danielle is just making out with this Max guy. She is, like, going hard on Max, which, you know, you go, girl. Good for you. And she's like, remember the time I made out with Jordan on the 4th of July? No, Danielle, you haven't mentioned that.
Why are you forcing us to remember that? Why? Yeah. You got Max. Let's not go into the past, all right?
It's like, this is so much better. So much better. So much better.
So much more deep potential. So Paige pulls aside Carl, as you said, and she's like, I heard that you were talking to Lindsay and saying that you've like put in like a lot of work and that like you're the best I'm ever gonna get. And Carl goes, yeah, 100%. Yeah.
You did say that. And he's like, yeah, totally, like 100%. Okay. And then he tells us, he goes, I took you to pancakes. Okay.
Yeah.
I've spent every waking moment on the weekend with you. Sorry I didn't call you every minute during the week, but I'm doing adult things, like trying to find a job and emphasizing the word pancakes.
Yeah, looking up pancake recipes, trying to find out who Mrs. Butterworth actually is. How much is Mrs. Butterworth actually worth? Okay, adult things.
He's like, why are you even listening to my conversation? She's like, because I heard you say my name, and so I listened, and then you're saying, like, you put in 6 weeks of effort in this relationship? What are you talking about, okay? Like, work is texting at 8 a.m. in the morning, okay? That's work. That's putting in work, Carl.
Do I have to actually text you at 8 a.m. on a summer Friday? Because I'd like to take those.
So she's like, it's like hard for me to just turn it on the weekend after being ignored all week. Okay, Carl? Because I'm traditional and like, I'm never going to text first. Okay. We've been on one day and I'm not texting first.
I guess I'm just like used to girls who are like infatuated with me, who are like, I like putting my weight on you. You know what I'm saying? Who want more life, you know, but like part of me wants to blame Paige and like part of me wants to blame myself. Like, why does she have to make it so hard for me to be with her? Like, why so hard? I'm like, Carl, because you are a fuckboy and she wants to make sure she's not just with a fuckboy. Like, if you're saying that you want to be with her, she's want to make sure that you actually are like doing what you're saying. And so far you haven't been.
Yeah. The power of Paige compels me. Yeah. Gents. So he's like, well, I don't like, seriously, like, I don't even know how to date anymore. Seriously. And she's like, okay, well, moving forward, we're going to talk during the week. And that's how we're going to move forward with morning texts. Okay.
Yeah. 8 a.m. 8 a.m. prompt.
And then she tells us, well, I mean, look, I do like Carl. He's just like a cute little puppy, but you have to train puppies. No, that's not how it works. Okay. You don't train a man to not be a total jackass. Okay. They have to come like that. Okay.
Right. You should not have to train them. I mean, this is one case where you can take Carl to Shelly Tur, all right? Like, if it's not working out, we approve of that.
You can give them a haircut, you know what I mean? Like, you can, like, change their DVR choices, but you can't just, like, give someone a new personality, okay? That's a myth. Stop telling each other that.
Hey, Paige. Wow. I peed all over the floor. Yeah. I need to be trained, puppy.
Outside.
Woof, woof. Yeah, Paige.
So they're getting ready to go out, and Carl is literally wearing a warning color. He's wearing yellow neon, like a caution sign.
It's about time he finally telegraphed what he what we all should know about
him. How much more on the nose can this guy be?
So they all go out, and then it's like, party, 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 iPhone footage, because we're not allowed to have real cameras. And then at like 1:40 in the morning, everyone comes back, and Carl is on probation, apparently. And he's like, Paige, do you love me? No, Carl, just go away.
Yeah, she's like, I'm testing Carl right now. Like, I'm lying under the Christmas tree. He's lying under the Christmas tree. Will the Christmas tree text me? Okay.
So Danielle and Max are like making out in the kitchen, and Jordan goes to bed alone with the zebra. He's like, this will be hilarious. I'm gonna put the zebra in my bed, and they're gonna think it's hilarious on the show.
Yeah. So Danielle gets in bed with British Max, and he's like, my boxers are still wet. She's like, show me. And I'm like, that's not hot. Okay.
Yeah. He's like, you can feel them. She's like, okay. But he's hot, so I'll allow
it. It's like swamp crotch from earlier in the day. She's like, yeah.
I'm surprised. Like, wouldn't he have gone commando at that point? Like, he went out with wet boxers?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I believe what I see on TV. So yeah. Amanda's like, oh my God, Hannah fell. She's in the ER.
And then it's like, commercial break. And when we come back from commercial, Hannah's walking into the house. I was like, oh, great. Great suspense you guys put us through. Like, didn't even try to like make a thing out of it. Didn't try to like string it out. They're like, and she's back.
Yeah.
Hurt her pinky.
So she makes Dave sleep on the couch, but she still loves that he went with her to the hospital instead of going out with his friends. And I just thought, is this where we've come to in life? That a girl is actually impressed that a guy she's dating doesn't just ditch her in the emergency room to go out with his friends. I mean, come on, man. Let's make a little more effort.
Maybe she just didn't expect him to be such a gentleman when she's so ratchet, ratchet.
Hey, want to play some tennis? I'm looking for my ratchet.
So ratchet. Broke my pinky in the Hamptons. Oh, so it's the next morning, and like Max is naked, getting out of bed, but then he and Danielle decide to have more sex. And then in walks Lindsay with her hair all messy. And as soon as she walked in at like 8 in the morning or whatever, I was like, I'm sure she I was like, this has to be Everett. Has to be Everett.
She's like, Tima is on the other side of the world, and I am me. I got help.
I spoke to the committee, and they approved me for another Everett visit.
And Danielle is still boning that guy.
Yeah. So Hannah tells us what happened with her pinky. She's like, so we were getting an Uber, and then Dave was like, the Uber's here. So I went and ran after the Uber, and then there was like a cattle grate. There was literally a cattle grate, and I fell, and I broke my pinky, and I was like, I'm never going to play tennis again. So ratchet.
And then Amanda goes, that's how they catch cattle. She goes, yeah, like I'm literally dumber than a cow. So then they're all cleaning up and everything, and Lindsay's, you know, checking in with, I don't know, they're cleaning up, who cares? Like, I wrote a bunch of cleaning shit down. So then they're getting ready for brunch, because that's all they do. It's like party and eat, you know? It's a Bravo show.
Like party, 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 clean brunch. Party, 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 clean brunch. Go to New York City.
So they go to brunch, and the waiter's like, hello, welcome to brunch. And they're like, oh, it's a birthday brunch for this guy. And Jordan and the waiter goes, happy birthday, sir. And he goes, 30. Thanks.
Yeah, I was like, he didn't actually ask Jordan. There was not actually a lot of interest on the waiter's part. He's deals with these birthday brunches every single day. He doesn't care.
Yeah, Jordan's like, yep, it's a big one. Thanks a lot, 30. Waiter. Thanks a lot, waiter 30. Person. You might know me from Hinge.
McDonald's Hinge. You may know me because you probably heard the stories about how last night I was literally making out with a girl, and I got so excited I kicked her in the gut. She fell through the window into the pool, drowned, came back to life, but still haunted the house now. So now we got to get a new house. I mean, it's crazy what happens around me.
It is like nuts. Like, I saw this girl and I like made out with her, but then I accidentally fell down and decapitated her with my teeth. But then I took her head and I put it on another girl. Well, it wasn't really a girl. It was a statue of a girl. But then the statue turned into a real girl, and we made out all night. It was nuts.
The craziest thing happened the other night, actually. I was taking Uber back from the bar where I was making out with about 5 to 8 girls. And the Uber driver had this, like, crazy white hair. And he was like, where we're going, we don't even need roads. And the Uber, like, picked up, flew off. And then I saw this. When we landed, there was this, like, really hot girl. So I started making out with her. Turns out she's my daughter. And it was already 15 years from now. Crazy.
So it's not that far off from what he really says, because Hannah's trying to get the gossip from everybody. And Jordan tells him, I met the love of my life last night. I didn't even get her number. Like, I didn't make out with her. Actually, I made out with the girl sleeping on the couch at our party. Dude, that's called rape. Okay? It's called sexual assault. Okay?
I know.
Like, at least make yourself look better if you're going to lie about something.
Also, you can't be, like, the most eligible bachelor on Hinge and not get a girl's number. I'm sorry. I think part of being, like, an amazing catch is, like, knowing how to actually catch things. And I'm not talking about STDs. I'm talking about numbers. Catch a number.
Yeah, so everybody is totally just ignoring him now. Like, nobody buys it at all. Yeah. You know? And so Hannah talks about her guy and then asks about Danielle, because Danielle's like, is anybody going to ask me about the D? Okay.
I got some D last night and no one seems to care about it.
Three times. Last night, this morning, then in the shower, then after the shower, then when I was putting my shoes back on the shoe rack in the closet. It's like, okay, Danielle.
Yeah, but we see like video evidence of all of it. And like the first one when they were having sex, he's like, booga, 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 booga. Like it was like, whoa. Okay, Dan, she got the D.
She got a lot of that. So Lindsay's like, but like, can we not gloss over that Paige was asked to go out on a double date with that same guy earlier? And Paige goes,
yeah, and I said yes to it, but then I saw him making out with Danielle in the pool, and I canceled that date.
Yeah, and she's also like, I had to deal with the fact that you were talking about me to Carl, so basically... Hurricane Hubbard took away my royal wedding. And yes, I did just turn you into a hurricane. Oh, who decided that? Was that like by committee? That's like not cool.
Yeah. And Paige is like, I guess they just have a different relationship than us, Carl. And Carl's like, yeah, we're building something strong.
Pancakes. You ever built a pancake before? It's awesome. It's on my LinkedIn, Pancake Builder.
So then, everyone's like, Lindsay goes, you should have totally had sex with Dave in my room instead of making him sleep on the couch because I wasn't in my room. If anybody had asked me why I was in the room. And they're like, where were you? And she's like, whatever.
Yeah, guys, I know. You all really care. I was with Ever. I got needs too. Like, sometimes, like, going straight for the rosé doesn't take care of all your needs. So, like, I have needs, too, and I've got needs, too. So, like, they're young. I don't have time, but I have needs. Okay, rosé committee.
I'm not putting all my eggs in the Haman basket.
Which just cracked me up. I don't know why that sentence made me laugh, but I'm not putting my eggs in Haman's basket.
I don't think I want to see what Lindsay's eggs look like. They all are probably, like, wearing, like... little red tank tops with like frilly sleeves.
They're probably trying to pity strangle each other.
What is this, like a committee of eggs? I don't need this committee.
The next brilliant song,
we live together, we die together, we poop together forever and ever.
It's like, all right, so now it's during the week of Summer House where everybody pretends to have a job.
Yeah, where people, like, talk onto dead cell phones. So Lindsay's like, I need to bring, like, 500 people to an event. That's, like, a mega committee. I don't know if I'm for that.
And Jordan's like, our retention rate is 30%. So right now I'm concentrating on how do I get the brand awareness out there with relatable content.
Oh, my God. Throw yourself down a flight of stairs. Please, then Paige is like, I think I'm going to do two looks this weekend. I want to have, like, a really pretty look. And then I also want to, like, sit in a chair. So that's going to be my other look. Look number two is me sitting in a chair.
Yeah, we're going to do a chair shoot. Okay? Sound good?
Can we arrange a chair? Are we able to find it? Can we source a chair?
So Kyle goes to see some hot chick. And I'm like, uh-oh, Kyle. But it's the jeweler.
Yeah, it's like Jordana Brewster, but now she's a jeweler. Something like that.
Yeah, she's super pretty. And Kyle's like, we got an apartment and we're starting a business together. So, like, she's not even going to think I have enough money to buy her a ring. I'm sure she thinks, like, there's no way I'm here buying her a ring.
She's like, Kyle, why does your GPS say you're at a ring dealer? So Kyle is like, he's like spilling his heart out to the jeweler. He's like, yeah, I made a lot of mistakes, and like, I don't think she trusts me, but like, we are starting a business now, and I think that like, we got starting a business, and we're like getting an apartment, and so like, this is the last thing I think she'd expect, but I did cheat on her, so like, I want her to trust me again, but like, she's awesome because she doesn't take life too seriously, and like, makes amazing guacamole, and then like, the jeweler's just like,
So that'll be like $25,000. Okay,
yeah. Thanks. This diamond look good for you? Thanks, thanks. I don't care.
So then at Paige's apartment, you know, we've liked Paige since the beginning, but I mean, she has a pink Caroline Stanberry neon sign in her room. That's pretty amazing.
It actually, you know, one thing is that her room did sort of remind me of like the home section of Urban Outfitters, and so
I love that home section. That's like my favorite home section.
Well, I'm always wondering like, who gets that stuff? It's Paige.
Yeah, she's like, would you like to have your fortune told by the magic eight ball made out of wood instead of black plastic? Thanks.
Would you like to play a novelty edition of Jeopardy? Because I have that right here.
Want to spin some actual records? Because I have a record player.
Would you like to sit on like my clear plastic chair? Because I have that right here as well.
So Amanda comes over because now she has a key. She got it as her Secret Santa gift. And she's like, oh my God, my key worked. Like, did you think I would give you a fake key, Amanda? God.
And Paige is like, I love that I have like my own apartment. Like, it just feels really great. I mean, my parents totally pay for the rent, but like, it's cool.
Yeah. And Amanda's like, have you heard from Carl this week? She's like, yeah. Look, on the weekend, he said he'll call or text or whatever, and then Tuesday came, no text. And then Wednesday came, no text. You say one thing, and you do a completely different thing, and that doesn't make me want to date you, so I'm done. Would you like a drink of tea from this plastic matching tea glass with Cookie Monster on it, ironically?
Would you like to rest your back on this pillow that has an image of an ironic Katie Seagal?
So she's like, and it's really hard. Oh, because Amanda's like, what about Lindsay yelling at you? That was rough. She's like, yeah, like, it's really hard to fight with someone 7 years older than you that's screaming in your face.
I love all the age shaming that goes on between these women. It's so great. It's so great.
And 7 years, I mean, my God, I have friends who are like 15 years younger than me. I don't think it's that weird.
I don't think like it's hard to, like, it's not like Lindsay is some school marm.
Well, I mean, take the school out of it.
She's a marm.
Yeah, that's a marm.
She's a marm. Total She's marm. A classic marm.
She's a committee-hating marm.
So, meanwhile, we then go up to New Hampshire, where Kyle is going to visit his parents because his birthday always falls on Kyle Cook Family Reunion Week, which always looks so fun, and I want to go sometime. So we see Jane and Peter, who are his parents, and they're like, is he going to be 36 or 35? I've just been I got to stop just drinking because, honestly, I can't remember numbers anymore.
The dad's like, well, how long have we had that turtle? Because he said when he's going to get settled in, he's taking that turtle. So we got that when he was, what, 19? We've had that turtle 19 years. Let's do the math based on the turtle.
All right. So the turtle came in somewhere in the 90s. Oh, was that the 80s? Oh, God, the turtle. Hey, turtle, how long have you been here before? Yeah.
So Kyle comes, and the mom's like, Kyle! And he's like, my mom's a retired teacher, so she has no filter. I'm like, what?
Kyle, take your goddamn turtle out of this house. I'm sick of feeding it. Always watch this when we're having sex in the kitchen.
I love that pressure. Like, she really is serious. She's like, you said you'd take that turtle. Did you get approved for your new apartment? And he's just staring at the turtle like, oh, geez.
The turtle's like, take me with you. Kyle, this turtle wasn't supposed to last more than 7 years, and we've been keeping it alive for 19 years. It wants to go with you, okay? Just let it go with you.
It does. It looks like a little dog that's trying to get to his owner. You know, he's like, hi. He's like swimming towards Kyle, trying to get out of the glass.
It's like a terrible version of Homeward Bound. Just this turtle. It's like, I'm trying to get to my owner, but unfortunately, being a turtle, I can't get much farther than my tank. I'd like to see America in the meantime, but that's not going to happen. So if I could just make it to an outer borough of New York City, I'd be great.
So he tells them he got a ring. He did get approved for the apartment, and he got a ring. And the mom's like, wonderful. God, I love that, Amanda. And he's like, yeah, well, you know, what made me do it is the stress of the challenges we've incurred. I was like, what the fuck? And the mom's like, what?
Like, we are raising your fucking turtle, okay? Don't talk to us about challenges.
Yeah. She's like, what are you trying to say with your big fancy city words, Kyle? And he's like, well, a part of me is wanting to get engaged because I don't want her to question my commitment, you know, because over a year ago, I cheated on Amanda. And she's like, whoa, Kyle!
Kyle? I mean, you are the most committed person I know, aside from the fact that you did get this turtle and then left it behind.
Just a lot of people are unfaithful, Kyle. Look, I had a hard time being faithful myself. And when Dad and I got engaged, he said he wants to make sure I'd be 100% faithful. And I said, you know what? I'll try my hardest. And guess what he said? That's not good enough. So I've been faithful.
And Kyle's like, whoa, that was a lot of information.
Tons of information, mother. Jeez.
The turtle's like, oh my God, if I have to hear this story one more time, oh God, 19 years for what? For what?
Kyle missed the ultimate question, though, which is, how successful were you with that? Because obviously I've got a lot from you, you know?
Am I related to Dad? That's what I want to know.
Yeah. So, Kyle's like, yeah, I'm going to definitely do it now. And then they start talking about the product, and they taste his Lover Boy product. And she goes, now, a lot of products are like most of your relationships. They don't succeed. So what are we going to do?
But you always got to start over, you know? And you know what? We're proud of you. You know what? Because being an entrepreneur is hard, and you do it again, and we're really proud of you. So here's what you got to do for the turtle, okay? You got to feed it 3 times a day, wash its tank once a week. Don't touch it. You'll get salmonella.
So this was a really long scene, which is weird for Summer House.
Like, yeah.
What is going on? So then we find out, because we go over to Lindsay, who's FaceTiming Aunt Rhonda.
AR.
My mom calls her mother, but like I don't talk to my mom, so I call Aunt Rhonda AR. She's my soulmate.
For those of you guys who are new to Summer House, what we learned in season one is that Lindsay's mom basically disowned her for no good reason.
We don't really know what happened there. But yeah. her mom is now like her Aunt Rhonda, AR, as she's called. AR.
So AR, do you have your glass of rosé ready? That's what I always tell. All right, like, do you have your glass of rosé? I have needs, AR. I've got needs.
Honestly, AR, things are fucking bananas right now.
Yeah, I was like, I gotta go to Julon after this and then go to Pizza Beach and like have 500 people at the Julon Pizza Beach gala and like fucking bananas, AR.
I went to lunch with my girlfriend today, and she basically says to me, like, 4 months ago, Kyle was making out with some girl in public at a club in the city.
And AR just goes, oh, crap. Oh, crap.
So now Lindsay's like, oh, my God, what do I do?
The first time we cheated, I decided not to say anything because I didn't want to come in the middle of Kyle and Everett's friendship. But, like, now that my friend said it, like, this is the second time he's done this. And I'm, like, torn because, like, Kyle has to be the one to deal with this. And on the thought of devastating Amanda, oh, my God, I can't even.
I'm like, oh, my God, you're so excited.
Yeah,
you get
she's
to throw
so
a wrench
upset.
Into this, especially the weekend after Amanda stood with the other girls instead of you.
Exactly. AR, I really don't know what to do, so I think that what I'm going to do is, like, defriend Amanda, crop her out of all the photos, and then get, like, a big piece of poster board, and when she talks, just put it in front of her face as if we cropped her out of the scene.
Yeah, and Lindsay, she's like, I'm such a good friend, I'm really trying to figure out how to tell Kyle, so instead I'm going to have a scene on television where I actually call somebody that's not even on this show so that I can talk about it on national television.
Yeah, she's like, the thought of devastating Amanda is really weighing on me, as she says, like, with a giant smile on her face, probably, like, you know, on the inside, like, weighing on you a lot, as she's, like, doing, like, a happy dance afterwards.
Yeah, and she's like, we're basically, like, brother and sister.
I'm, like, the hot sister. He's the brother who I don't ask anything about.
Yeah, and then the mom, back at Kyle's, the mom's like, well, here's to you and Amanda, and Lover Boy, and your new apartment, and everything else just going the way you wanted it to, Kyle.
So the turtle, though, have we finished talking about the turtle? Because you really need to take him.
Also, just have to say, because I'd love to say I told you so, called it.
Called it.
So Aunt Rhonda's finally like, you should speak with Kyle and tell him to be a man. If I know, then you can only imagine who else knows.
Yeah, that's like, I'm a good person, so I'm going to tell him.
I was flipping through the gram today, and someone commented on one of Amanda's summer house pictures. They were like, can we talk about Kyle? Like, how do you feel about Kyle cheating on you all the time? And and Amanda responded, I love it.
I love it. Kyle. So that was Summer House for the week. Super fun. Why don't we, since we haven't been able to do it for the past few weeks, why don't we go back to our handy dandy Crappin's mailbag? All right. So Crappin's mailbag is a way for people to write in questions to the show, and we read them on the air. And if you want to be one of those people, you go to patreon.com/watchforcrappins and you sign up at the Crappin's mailbag level or above. So we got a whole brand new thing of questions. Here's one right off the bat that I don't know how to answer. Alejandro M. says, who would be the tethered? It's a reference to Us, the movie, of Real Houses of New York and Real Houses of Beverly Hills. And I haven't seen the movie, so I don't actually understand
who would be the tethered.
Yeah, it's if you've seen the movie Us, it would make sense, but I haven't seen it. I don't know if you've seen it.
Showtime.
No, you'll get a spoiler. I don't want to be spoiled.
It's about like a scary version of the family, right?
I guess.
Okay, so what's the question again? If you were in Us the movie, who would be the tethered?
Yeah, from of the New York, and so basically, if New York and Beverly Hills are tethered, who would be the tethered of each other? I guess.
Oh, okay. Like the scary version of the original, maybe.
I think so.
So it's Beverly Hills and New York.
Yeah.
Okay, I think. Let's see here.
I think Ramona might be the
tethered version of
Erica.
Erica? Bethany?
Well, they both like. I think they both try to be like this. Say it like it is. I don't give a fuck. And Bethany's like, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, okay. And then Ramona, I think, is Rinna.
Me too.
She's like 100%. The scary version of Rinna, totally.
I think maybe.
I think Sonia would be Erica. Because all they talk about is vaginas.
Oh, it's like that their could personality. Be. That could be. But then Bethany would be the scary version of – I'm trying to think. I can't even think of who's on. Like, is Bethany the scary version of Kyle, which makes sense because they actually are childhood friends?
Yeah, she's like the way scarier version of Kyle.
And then I like how New York is automatically the scary version, right?
Yeah.
And I think that – is Luann the scary version of Lisa Vanderpump?
Yeah, I think Luann would be Vanderpump because they're both like hoity-toity.
Mm-hmm. But then Dorit, who's Dorit's scary counterpart? Would that be Tinsley? Dorinda? Dorinda. No. Dorinda feels like she'd be more of like a Denise Richards scary version.
Yeah, Dorinda would be, yeah, for sure, like a scary version of her.
So I think that only leaves Tinsley for Dorit, right?
Oh my god, who has a fake accent?
Well, maybe Dorit is the scary version of Tinsley. Maybe it goes the other way.
Yeah, okay, if we go backwards, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so Jessica Track. By the way, Jessica, I don't know if I say your last name as Track or Tratch.
Trotch.
But either way, Tratch?
Trotch.
Trotch.
Yeah.
Well, either way, Jessica, one of our longtime listeners, says, hey, boys, so good to see your faces last week. She was in Boston. First-time mailbagger, longtime listener. Ha! She wrote the ha. Anywho, as we are in the midst of Game of Thrones mania, let's pretend that the New York City Housewives cast takes their big vacation to King's Landing or Winterfell. You choose. Does Cersei host a dinner for them? Does Sonya sleep with Bronn? Ramona, of course, is horrified. She has to carry her bags up to the Red Keep, of course. And scene. XOXO.
So have them go to King's Landing?
Because they would never go to Winterfell. It's too cold. They're basically coming.
Do you have a more comfortable chair? That's ridiculous. What is this made out of? Sticks? What? Who wants to sit on a bunch of pointy things? That's ridiculous, okay?
Hey, girls. I'm just going to go off. I met this wonderful man named Littlefinger. He says he has this great place for me to check out. So I'll just be over there hanging out with some of his friends. Bye.
Tinsley sees the dragon egg. She sees a version of dragon eggs. And she's like, oh, my eggs!
Wow, could you believe it? I'm playing King's Landing. I hear they're big cabaret fans over here. Hit it, boys. 3, 2, 1. Dragons. Dragons in the east. Flying to the west. Dead people going across a wall.
And Qyburn is just down there doing all their vaginal rejuvenations.
Cersei is just like, why did I invite these women here? Why?
And Bethany's telling Cersei, like seriously? Like, you need to get a brand. Like, seriously? Yeah. Like, what are you doing right now? Like, no one even knows you're the queen. Like, seriously? What are you doing? Why are you wearing that outfit? Like you need a bigger crown. Like, seriously?
Like seriously? Like what? Like, you, like, walk through the street yelling and people said shame at you and that's supposed to make me feel bad for you? Like, literally? You know what? I do that every single day, okay? Like, I'm naked. I'm basically naked right now. My scars are all out there, okay? Like, I don't feel bad. You walk through a street naked. Like, big deal. You walked a mile, okay? You know what? Like, you know what? Like, I don't want to hear about your marathon anymore, Cersei. I don't want to hear about your shame marathon.
What's the matter? What's going on? What's happening? She's like, I don't know. She's like, nah, I was calling my dragons. All right, here you are, boys. All right, take me out of here.
So what, you're like sleeping with your brother, something like that? Huh? That's sick. That's sick. Whoa. This one time, I saw my brother, and I was like, you're sort of hot. Let's have three babies together. I want a short one that has one mime, and then a tall one that's kind of crazy, and there's three ice cubes, and then a third one that's mid-sized and sort of weak and marries a girl from a wrong house, okay?
And that brings us to the end of Game of Crones.
I don't know how much we did service to that question, but I think we tried.
Nailed it.
Let's do one last one. Why don't we do Richie D? We love Richie D. He says, hey, betches. Are there any shows that you hate to watch but love to recap? It seems like some of your most hilarious recaps have been for some of the most boring Housewives seasons. For example, this season's Orange County was terrible, but your recaps were amazing. Love ya.
Thanks,
Richie D.
Dude.
That's a great question, actually, that you hate to watch but love to recap. Usually if I love to recap, then I start to love the show.
I don't. I'm very different with what I like and what I like to recap. I hate recapping a lot of the time. I hate recapping Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Me too.
And I think it's because I find it so funny. It's my favorite one, usually. This season is an exception, but that's usually my favorite Housewives show. And I don't really love recapping it as much.
Mm-hmm.
And one that I love recapping, but I probably wouldn't watch as much, as Below Deck, just because it's people cleaning. I still stand by that, but I love watching it to recap it.
Yeah, I love Below Deck. I don't know if there's any that I hate, but then I love recapping. I mean, Orange County was a good example. I don't hate Orange County, but I think it was a bad season. There definitely have been some shows, like even Vanderpump Rules, this season was not a great season, but the recaps are still really fun to do of them. But generally, if I love recapping it, I will probably love watching the show.
Okay, well, that brings us to the end of another episode of Watch What Crappens, everybody. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah,
go
thanks,
get
Ron.
Tickets for all our live shows and merch links at watchitcrappens.com, and obviously check out Winter is Crappening, our Game of Thrones podcast.
Yes, everyone, we will talk to you on Monday.
Bye.
Hold on to your dragons. The final season of Game of Thrones is on Now TV. Catch every heart-stopping moment in the epic fight for the throne, streaming weekly. And if you want even more, we've got over 300 box sets for you to explore. Take a trip to a dark future with The Handmaid's Tale, or catch up with the award-winning Big Little Lies. To start your 7-day free trial, search Now TV. 18 plus new entertainment customers only. Pass renews at $7.99 per month unless cancelled.
If you enjoy this podcast, why not try Rethinking Business, a new podcast series brought to you by NatWest. Join me, Piers Linney, as I meet inspiring business leaders who are doing things differently, disrupting markets, overcoming challenges, and bouncing back when things don't go to plan. We'll hear how perceived barriers can be turned into advantages and how the journey to success is not always as you'd expect. This week, I'm joined by Josh White of Cano Water, a business fighting the plastic plague.
This whole business basically has grown on people telling us that we can't do this. The whole business.
And what you've done, though, is solve a problem that's not so much about the product. It's about how that product is brought to market.
Purpose is everything. I actually think that brands that don't have solutions or purpose will drown.
That's Rethinking Business, brought to you by NatWest. Subscribe now on your favourite podcast app.